With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill that would stop members of the Chinese Communist Party from purchasing land in the U.S., a move that aligns with efforts of the Trump administration. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more.
Senators Rick Scott of Florida, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, and Katie Britt of Alabama introduced the Not One More Inch or Acre Act. It would give Mr. Trump clear authority to prohibit all future land purchases by the Chinese Communist Party and force the divestment of already owned property in cases of national security protection. Senator Scott said in a statement, quote, "It's alarming that CCP-linked entities have been quietly buying up U.S. farmland, often strategically located close to our military bases." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Senate has passed Donald Trump's request to cancel about $9 billion in foreign aid and public broadcasting spending, moving forward with one of the president's top priorities, despite concerns from several Republican senators. The legislation now goes to the House. The U.S. job market is on a roll.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits is down for a fifth straight week, falling to the lowest level in 3 months. The Labor Department reports jobless claims for the week ending July 12th tumbled by 7,000 to 221,000, the fewest number of claims since mid-April. It was also less than the 232,000 filings that analysts had been predicting. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Consumers picking up their spending in June, showing resilience despite high anxiety over tariffs and the U.S. economy. Retail sales rose 0.6% in June. That's after declining 0.9% in May, according to the Commerce Department. Stocks are higher on Wall Street, the Dow adding 122 points, the NASDAQ composite up 154. This is SRN News. President Trump's second term brings about another change. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Small Business Administration has done a 180, repealing Biden-era rules that barred faith-based groups from getting disaster relief loans, and is even establishing a Center for Faith. The SBA says it will now seek to, quote, empower faith-based businesses, community organizations, and houses of worship with access to capital counseling and government contracting opportunities. Recent Supreme Court decisions also played a role in the agency's decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Although Christianity is widespread across Africa, church leaders say they are still combating the popular appeal of witchcraft and other occult practices. Many people, including leading politicians, secretly consult witch doctors for perceived advantages. The shamans claim to offer protection or success through rituals, drawing clients from across the continent's many countries. This is SRN News. President Trump has signed a bipartisan bill aimed at stopping the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Joined by parents who lost children to fentanyl overdoses, the president signed the Halt All Lethal Trafficking of Fentanyl Act.
And we take a historic step toward justice for every family touched by the fentanyl scourge.
Under the new law, the opioid will be classified as a Schedule I drug, which promises tougher prison sentences for those convicted with trafficking fentanyl. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Justice Department has fired Maureen Comey, the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, and a prosecutor of the federal case against Jeffrey Epstein. There reportedly was no specific reason given for her firing from the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.